Winging it.
Oh my god, let's make this a good one.
I wanna start amazing.
I've got a confession to make, Lopez.
Oh fuck, straight in. Alright. Confess.
This is episode 52.
Tis. Don't open that one. You fuck, this one's already yours, Gan.
What do you throw? I threw it in
that.
Device.
I threw it in
you
that.
Fucking idiot!
I threw it in that direction. You're the one who's like, "Oh, bro, Tai Chi, this, that." Try and move it, but if you just let it happen, it would have been fine.
Lopez throws shit at people he doesn't care about.
Fuck off!
Anyway, mate, welcome back to the couch.
This is we've been on here for a year,
probably just over a year. We hope your ear pulses are getting wet.
Eurosies.
Irusi. We are here to climax in your ear pussy.
Welcome to episode 52 of ASMR Simply Sophisticated Podcast.
Imagine if you could climax from an orifice other than your pee hole.
Which one would you choose?
My ears.
You choose to come out of your ears.
Because like when you listen to music, you need a new pair of headphones every time.
Though. Exactly.
The amount of times I
come to listen, you come listening to music.
Yeah. Like it hits a different wavelength in your ear, stimulating the arousal sensation. And once it's peak, like 140s or something, it just bursts.
As the tempo builds, so does your arousal.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. Fuck.
Where would you want to come from other than your pee hole?
Well, you think about it. Be mad if you could do it from, like, your wrists, because then you could be, like, full Spider-Man.
Speederman.
Spotterman.
Spermaman.
Spermaman.
That's fucked. Another controversial question I got for you.
All right. Who's it from this time?
This is just in general.
No, it's not. You've got it given to you, but continue.
So, would you rather make one guy come?
Us. Yeah.
Or...
Yeah.
Would you rather suck off 10 dicks?
Yeah, exactly.
But just quickly.
Would you rather make one guy come 10 times or make 10 guys come once?
Yeah, something like that.
No, it was that.
No, would you rather suck one guy's cock for 10 seconds or suck 10 dudes' cocks 1 second each?
What's with you and sucking dicks?
Just
bro?
Love cock. Sloppy toppy.
So we need 11 dudes here. So then you can make the choice.
Yeah. So which one?
We'll circle back to it.
No, we'll circle back to it. Lopez, you've got to answer this question. We don't have time to circle back to it.
Exactly. That's why I'm hoping we just keep forgetting it. Because I'm trying to think about it.
Think about it. Quick. You've got 4 seconds to reply. One.
10 dudes. Because I feel like if you do it once, if you do it too long on one dude, that's more like...
Intimate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. You look in his eyes as he's
exactly. For that, grabbing for the that back 10 of your head. For that 10 seconds, you're just looking at this one dude. Bruv, eye contact's got to happen.
You'd be flicking your wrist.
Eye contact's got to happen, yeah? But for like 10 seconds...
Yeah, that's all you have.
10 seconds on one dude. That's like, yeah. But if you do 1 second... On 10 dudes.
I just do a quick circle. Like, blah, blah.
He's like this.
It's one breath.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah, 10 dicks.
10 dicks in 10 seconds we're so instead straight. Of one.
We're so straight, it's gay.
That's a good one. Yeah. Out of 10 dicks in 10 seconds rather than one dick for 10 seconds.
Controversial.
It lessens the intimacy behind it.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. I saw this other one.
What?
Would you get $50 million?
Oh, I think I read this one.
Yeah. Or your mother has to... You get $50 million tax-free in your bank account.
Yeah.
No one knows you've got it but you.
Yep.
But for some reason, your mother has to go to jail for a year.
Oh, she's gone to prison.
Yeah, like I love
you. She's got no choice.
P.O.P., hold me down.
She'll probably go for me because she loves me that much.
Well, she doesn't know that you're getting it.
Oh, well, I'll tell her when she comes out. Well, for now, like, tough love.
You're not allowed to tell her you've got it, bro. Only you know you've got it.
Look, a mother's love never ends. She'll get over it.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm at the end of my mother's.
Well, that's your choice, mate.
That's not my choice. You don't make someone love you, bro.
Yeah, no.
It's their choice to fall.
No, I definitely. This is just rapid fire things, aren't we? This is very rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
I got another two rapid fire things for
keep
you.
Keep going. This is rapid fire.
I got one.
We my got favorite, a movie in like 40 minutes.
You know what makes me feel really good?
Coming.
Well, yeah, that.
Out of your ears.
You'd love it as well because you've got long hair.
Mm.
Anyone with long hair would love this.
Mm.
What?
When someone plays with it?
No.
Oh, fuck.
When you're in the shower.
Yeah?
And you feel like something tickling. You just pull from the top of your back. Start. You can't reach. So then you put your hand behind your back.
And you just pull it out there?
No. Then you pull that one long hair that's stuck up your ass. Straight through your butt cheeks.
Your hair's not that long to be stuck in your ass cheeks.
You know, when you have a shower, like the hair falls
out.
Yeah,
the hair falls. The dead
ones, into your asshole.
Yeah.
And then you get to pull it out.
You know what I really love? Tickle
the crevice on each side as it comes out.
You know what I really love with having the long hair?
What?
Is when it's wet. I mean, my hair curls, so it like bounces, but when it's wet, it just drops.
Yeah, it's hot.
I love it because then what I do is I just like tickle my back. It's just like...
Yeah,
like,
it slaps in your back.
Just let the water drip through and you're just like, yes, like... Water drips straight into your booty hole.
You want to know something else that's really good?
Fuck, let's just keep going. You know when you want them and you know when you want
them. Have you ever gotten a razor and completely shaved your whole asshole?
No, I have not. I've gotten like...
Lopez?
Yes.
I'd rather do that and then know for a fact I would never get a grown hair than get $50 million. Because the turds that fall out afterwards, the healthiest. It's not. It's just...
Exactly.
It doesn't get caught. You sit down.
How hairy is your ass, man?
No, there's nothing there now. It's like a baby's bottom. Smoother than a baby's bottom.
But the next thing, why are you touching babies' asses to know how smooth it is? Secondly, just like...
Everyone knows a baby's bottom is smooth.
No, that's just the same. But, but before you started doing that, were you just getting like, what, dingleberries?
No, but you know when you wipe and shit, it's good, like, you know, whatever.
You gotta clean. Did you wash your ass today? No, you gotta clean your asshole.
When you squat, it's just like one solid movement.
Dude, today.
Tell me.
Talking about like fucking clean assholes and stuff like that. Today we had a container arrive at work. So it was like a 40-foot container full of like our heavy racks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pushing it and pushing and pushing it because I didn't want to help. I was like, man, that's not my job no more.
Yeah, I wouldn't have helped at all.
It's not my job anymore. Like, fuck, that's you guys downstairs in the warehouse. But then upstairs was just going off. Then I'm like, fuck it, they need help. So I just left my desk. I went downstairs. I used to be able to smash out like three in a row.
Yeah.
Just go bang, bang, bang. Let's go. Keep
three
going.
Containers.
Three 44 containers. Let's just smash it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck... I was still good. Like, at the end of it, I was like, ooh, that's getting a little bit harder, but I could still do the other two if needed. The rest of my team were fucked, bro.
Yeah.
And it was like, what I think got to them was though, is that they would start in the rain and then went into the heat. I just came straight in the heat.
Hmm.
So I think that's all situational.
Yeah.
But still, I was fucking loving it because I'm just throwing these racks around. But then I walked upstairs and I sat down in my chair. And I'm like, I gotta go wipe my ass because it feels sweaty as fuck.
That's fucking unhealthy.
What? It was like nasty.
Talking about sweaty assholes. Thor would have had the sweatiest asshole today because this weather.
Thor?
Yeah, Thor. He was taking a dirty turd because the weather this morning.
I
woke up in the morning thinking it was 8 p.m. Not it 8 a.m.
It was that dark this morning. But even what was bad is that. I was afraid that we wouldn't be able to do the recording because it was loud, man.
It was loud.
It was loud and it was constant.
Yeah, it was just fun.
Constant thunderstorming. I was
scared driving to work because there's retards on the road.
I haven't filled up the Jeep since we came back from Albury.
Really?
I haven't because it has like a couple of Ks and I've just left it there. I'm like, fuck it, I'll fill it up today. And then I didn't fill it up today. So I was like, fuck, I've got to take the Supra because I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
So I took a Supra and it was just wet.
Inside?
No, not inside. It was just wet on the road. That I was terrified because people don't know how to drive the moment a little bit of water happens.
Went sideways?
I didn't. I made it to work on time.
Good idea, mate.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Cross's on the Murray on the weekend. Just sweet.
FYI. Where's your hat?
It's in the wash because you fucking threw it on the ground.
Lonely Planet.
I was wearing my new pink Crozer on the Murray bucket hat, and this slut of a fucking dork.
I didn't throw it on the ground.
You dork. I didn't. You fucking dorky glasses.
You're a jerk. I don't care that you hurt your elbow.
What?
I'll show you the video.
This bloke hits my hat.
No, I didn't hit your hat. On the dirt,
steps on it.
Nah.
And just walks away like nothing happened. And then he gets the hose.
No, this was before I had the hose, and this you're the one who's like, that was your face.
I was in shock.
Brother, that was the sound that you made. You were like, and then you just threw the hat in the air.
No, you
and
piffed it on the floor.
I dived to try and catch it for you.
Threw it on the floor, you bully.
I was like, diving to get it, and then it flipped through my fingertips. I'm like, no, and then it hit the water.
Well, this dog. See, that's why I'm wearing my pink hat. But anyway, quick wrap of Aubrey. Great car. Cross on the Murray.
Good cars.
957 cars were there.
That's how many. Last count that I had was like 877.
Yeah, my dad was telling me 957 cars, mate.
Fuck.
Nearly 1,000 cars, mate.
Next year, they're definitely hitting 1,000.
Cracking 1,000. And yeah, we had a good time. Shout out to, if they're listening, the Juddies.
Yeah, I was going to say, this episode is brought to you by Juddies Hot Dogs.
Those hot dogs?
They saved us.
Juddies, if you do end up watching and tagging us, good lads.
If you do end up being, he said he subscribed to us. So
did he?
He said
he was telling his mates about us.
He was telling his mates about us. He's good luck. I haven't listened, but I've subscribed. And I'm like, mate, Juddy.
I'll tell you what, the freshness of those buns, the way the sausage hit the back of my esophagus, and that.
I'll take one Juddy's hot dog for 10 seconds.
I'd deep it, throat it.
It
was literally like you put the hot dog on your mouth and you just go slap your face. just
straight down at once.
The sauce consistency.
All right, let's wrap to get to it. So there's only two places to go about partying in Albury. It's Zed Bar and Paddy's Bar.
Yeah.
Now Paddy's Bar is Irish, and thankfully that day it was St. Paddy's Day.
It was lit.
So we had to go. We did. It was great.
It was like, if you can picture it, it's like the Espy meets rats.
Yes!
You know, in a beer garden.
It was brilliant.
And Zed Bar is like Risk Bar, which is like where all the MILFs go.
But meets P1.
Yeah, pretty much.
So these places, all over the place, but brilliant. So we did what we needed to do there. And then we left. And as we're walking, we're hungry.
Yeah.
We're like, well, what are we going to eat?
Fuck. Let's get something quick.
Nothing's open at this moment.
And then
one
of the blokes that were with us was like, oh, hot dogs. I'm like, hot dogs, you reckon?
Yeah, like, come on, bro. Hot Street dogs? Food?
I don't know about that one. Who's it?
I get random phone calls at this time every day.
Let's answer it on the podcast.
No, because every time I do answer it, it's just silence.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Stop fucking scamming me.
We're like, hot dogs now? I don't know. We took the risk.
And boy, I was
a bit tanked, so I just went,
you know how people say no risk, no reward?
Hence.
No risk, no reward. And that's tattooed on me in my life.
My mouth.
I don't think I could risk enough for the reward that came from Juddy's hot dogs and all
that. That was hectic.
It was brilliant.
The onion, the bacon. Who thinks of that shit?
On a
hot dog.
They had like there's a thing called the lot, which is where they have like the cheese melted with the onion and bacon bits through it. It was brilliant. And it wasn't like the type of cheese to like.
It wasn't thick, and it wasn't like.
But it wasn't like just melted. You know what sauce.
It was? It didn't taste like it was like a takeaway.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't greasy. Fresh to death.
Brother, it was a family owned. Love field business. Man,
they loved us and we love them.
Juddy and all the Juddies and Juddettes.
Far out.
Thank you.
That was quality, mate.
Thank you for making our weekend.
We're going to be the mascots next year.
And fuck over.
But yeah, that was a quick wrap up of that. But it was great. Good food, good beers, and great classic hits.
Long drives.
Long drives. I slept most of the way. So.
Yeah. I had to take. The whole way up, we didn't really stop, but on the way back, I needed to do a stop.
This bloke drank a Red Bull and a juice in like 13 seconds.
I was like, my eyes are drooping, we need to stop. Oh, okay, no worries, bro. I just need an energy drink. Smashed him, kept going, on the way, don't stop.
No. Talking about smashing, and just because we have to smash time, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You got one choice, one lifestyle.
One opportunity. This is everything I've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather live in the Yakuza life or the mafia life?
Mafia.
Really?
Yeah.
What, because of Gabagool?
Gabagool, exactly. What does the Yakuza have, bro?
You go into your sashimi.
I'd love to be in the Yakuza.
Yakuza? Look.
I wouldn't like to be in it, but if I had a choice, that'd be it.
See?
Imagine being tatted head to toe for the respect, and it's your own story.
Yeah, I know, but then also, Yakuza?
Yeah.
Leaves no room. No room for, like...
A mistake?
A mistake, man.
They just cut off your fingers.
No, bro. They depending on the mistake is where it goes. It keeps going.
Depending on the mistake, and the depend on how many fingers you'll lose.
The lower
day.
You are, because you have to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
The lower you are, the worse it is for you, man. You get to, like, it's not a glamorized lifestyle that you see in films and stuff.
No.
But the mafia, I don't know, man. That's something about it. It's just old school.
It's a bit like laid back.
If you make a mistake, they know that you make a mistake. But then they're like, all right, you're a fucking idiot. Now let's go fucking fix it. And then you're done. Yeah.
You have a disgrace to my family.
You know what I would not want to be a part of, though? Unless I was like a massive head honcho lieutenant type thing.
Yeah.
Is the cartel. Bro.
Sully, message me.
We got to go there.
Be there in 10.
Yeah. So I wouldn't want to be part of the cartel.
Just because I never want to talk about it.
Those guys, even there's like, even the,
I don't want to be buried under my ear's backyard.
That's cool.
I
just mentioned my name.
Have you seen The Outsider?
Who's that? With
John? Oh, not John.
John Wick.
What's his name?
Don Wick.
Oh, that was the guy's name. Singer, Joker.
William Dafoe.
No,
I know who you're talking about. Jared Leto.
Jared Leto. That movie.
The Outsider.
About the Yakuza. Highly recommend watching it. In my opinion, it's like an 8 out of 10 movie.
The Yakuza?
He's a shit actor, but in this movie, he can act. He's a shit person. Like, he can sing. He shouldn't be an actor. But in this movie, he acts the shit out of it. It's great.
What was he in the other day that I was like, oh, shit, it's Jared Leto?
What? Yeah, I highly recommend watching that film.
The Outsider, done.
You
know what I'm talking about? Jared Leto jokers.
Yeah.
And clowns. Fucking, did you see 6ix9ine got jumped?
I laughed so hard watching that video. I was trying to find the video for 20 minutes. He got bashed.
Dude got jumped.
Bashed.
Dude got jumped in the sauna at the gym.
He was taking a shit in the sauna and he got beaten the fuck up.
Finally, four dudes came.
Why did he get beaten up, though?
Because he's a snitch.
I know, but like, who are the people that bashed him?
Apparently, it's Latin Kings, one of the gangs.
Okay.
But that's alleged what they're saying.
This bloke, his shoes came off somehow.
Yeah. No, they jumped him for his shoes, bro.
Oh, really?
They took everything.
I was watching this video. This bloke's getting abused.
He's walking out.
Fucking
no, man. My favorite, though, is the guys that walked in after. He was like, oh, man, you got jumped. I'm a big fan, though.
He's like underneath the sinks in this bathroom, just getting cleaned up.
The guy's recording. He's like, oh, I love your music.
Dude, this guy, they had no chill. His whole face was busted.
Well, dude, he's a snitch.
Yeah.
As I said, that's why you get in that. Get stitches. You go into that lifestyle, expect it to happen.
I don't know how he's
once you're in,
alive.
You can't get out.
How is he still alive?
Well, probably because they knew that they would be the ones to be found.
Eh?
If they went all the way.
No, I'm saying just in general. Not from those
people. How did he get found?
Why is he still alive?
I don't know.
You snitch. I'll get your dog. Hmm. You know what else happened? D-Trump. What's going on this week?
We go away. We go off grid for, what is it, like 72 hours max.
Shambles happens.
And the world just falls
apart.
Donald
Trump, did you see the photos of him getting arrested?
I don't think they're legit yet, are they? Because he hasn't been fully arrested.
No, he was arrested.
He was arrested.
There's actual photos.
Wasn't the cops took him down or something like that? Yeah, I did see the photos. I thought they were just...
I thought it was a meme.
Yeah, I thought it was a meme.
I'd probably look at it and I'm like, nah, these are real photos. Look, I haven't really gone into why he got arrested, but I know some sort of indictment or something like that.
All I know is I can't take 2 days off anymore and then proceed to
He's the first US president to be arrested for criminal charges. This bloke. And he apparently was like tweeting like, bring back our nation. Corruption is happening in the highest forms of
free top deep. Top deep.
Everyone fighting for the free people are getting arrested these days, huh? We're next.
We're getting arrested. Are we fighting for the free people?
Yeah, mate.
Nah, fuck the free people, bro. We've got to keep us safe. We don't want to get arrested. Shut up.
Just come and get me, your dogs. You can't get me if you try. You couldn't get me if you wanted to, dog.
Yeah, they're still listening.
They're still listening. Oh, mate. What else have you got for me today, Lopez?
Dude, we've been talking for like 5 minutes.
It's been 21 minutes.
21 minutes.
Fucking rapid fire today.
21. Actually, I actually got things, yeah.
Show me one, mate.
After 5 years of snitching and evading the ops, 6ix9ine was caught lacking inside of a toilet.
He got bashed.
I'm a fan, bro. They took his shoes, cuz. I'm sorry. I find it semi-funny, man. But why do people do that?
What?
Like, just take the shoes. Yeah. We can always come back.
Toss them my shoes?
Nah, we'll come back and we'll wrap it.
Huh.
Yeah. So, we're going to... This is going to be one long episode, but we're going to do it in two parts because we've got to get to... We've got to go see John Wick. So, once we come back, we'll talk to you about John Wick.
Welcome back. Part two of episode 52.
The same for you. It's been like not even 5 seconds for us.
It's been like 3 hours.
3.5 hours.
Lopez has a joke he'd like to share.
Nah, I just want to go through it. What a fucking movie!
Oh, dude. John Wick. Oh, the fridge.
Ah, fuck the fridge.
Just turn the fridge off. Fucking Jonathan Wickoth. Jonathan Wick. That guy knows how to kill a guy. He never fails. He never misses a bullet. I don't know how he never misses, but everyone else does. Can you just fucking sit down? I want to go to sleep.
No sleep for us tonight, bro.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping in 20 minutes.
We've got to go kill cunts.
I don't know how he doesn't get... Everyone misses him.
Well, no, they get him, because didn't you hear him when he like took a thing off and all the bullets fell to the ground?
Oh, yeah, his bulletproof jacket.
All of them got it.
I need a suit like that.
Kingsman suit.
Yeah, that's a glow.
What if John Wick is a Kingsman?
He is a founding member. But it was top film.
Top film.
I reckon it was like an 8 out of 10.
It was just funny too, man.
Pure, just action.
Yeah.
Can't get better than that. I love the whole, what's it called? Not story. The world
that they've built.
It's like, normal people don't know it's there.
But like the underground world that lives in the normal world. Yeah. It's mad.
It's like the Matrix.
Keanu Reeves.
I liked it.
I loved it. I thought it was good. Yeah.
I don't know about Fifth One, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about it. Apparently, they're going to do the 5 stages of grief, but we'll see.
5 stages of grief?
Yeah.
What are they?
The 5 stages of grief. There was...
Grease?
Grease. Yeah, Grease Lightning, Don Travolta. No, of grief. I'm pretty sure it's... I just think it's anger, denial, bargaining... There's one more, I forgot it.
Revenge?
Maybe?
I don't know.
And then acceptance.
Well, I feel like this one's acceptance.
And then maybe there's another one with like living. I don't know. Well, apparently there's, yeah. Some psychologist or psychiatrist, they can fix it. They'll tell us what it is.
It's class.
I just love it because they always show the underground world too in like... Neons, man.
Yeah, I know.
And like all the clubs and stuff. It's just the underground world is massive. And
it's like they don't exist in the world.
But yeah.
Because everyone else ignores them.
Yeah. Literally.
Walking around with guns and shit, driving through Paris, shooting through traffic, and no one knows.
Traffic.
No one's doing anything about it.
They're just driving around. Yeah.
I'm going to drive around this too. I hear bullets flying. I want to go that way too.
There was a bit where they were in like a nightclub and they're fighting in the nightclub.
And they're still raving.
All of them. It happens in all of them.
And they're just raving.
They're still partying.
Blade.
Blade.
Blade all over again. What a fucking movie.
What a fucking movie.
I thoroughly enjoyed that. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was a good one.
We're going to watch it again.
Right now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
We'll catch the latest.
All right, boys. See you in 5 minutes. And we're back. We just saw it. What a great fucking movie, man.
Give me this joke, you Jew.
All right. Come on, bro.
What? I said you chew. I chew. Just tell me the joke.
All right, so I read this joke and it made me laugh, and it's pretty fucking stupid, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
It was like, what's this? What's like your go-to joke when someone says, like, tell me a joke?
That's the joke or that's...
No. That was the heading that I started reading under. Okay. I started laughing. I'm like, that's fucking funny. Let's see what goes. It was saying that this lady was pregnant, and then she went to the doctors and found out she was having triplets. So she has three babies growing in her. She's like, cool. She then has to go to the bank. While she's in the bank starts being robbed and being held up. So she's in there. Oh, pardon me. I'm fucking tired now, man. It's late. I'm coming down for the movie.
Tell me a joke.
But he then, the robber then, I don't know why, flips it and whatnot, tries to get away and ends up shooting this lady 3 times in the stomach. Now, she runs, she gets rushed to the hospital. The doctors work on her and then say, no, everything's fine. You know, we couldn't get the bullets out, but your children are still alive. your babies are fine.
Yeah.
They'll grow up healthy lives, be as it is. So she made the decision that when they were born healthily a couple of months later, to never tell them this unless they needed to. Because why put extra stress on the life, she thought.
Yeah.
So one, she had ended up having 2 girls, 1 boy. So one time, when the thing's like 16 years later, one of her daughters came up to her and like, hey, mum, can we like have a chat for a second? She's like, yeah, no worries. What's up? She's like, oh, well, I was just in the bathroom peeing and a bullet fell out. And so the mum's like, oh, okay, look, your father and I weren't going to tell you this, but unfortunately this happened in your life. Like, we didn't want to put the trauma on you, but you've had a healthy 16 years and nothing's wrong with. Like, you wouldn't have known unless this happened. She's like, oh, okay. She's like, but your siblings don't know. Please don't tell them. So it's like, okay, cool. About a week or so goes past, and the other daughter comes to her. And she's like, oh, my God, mom. Like, you know, I was in the bathroom again. And she's like, oh, let me guess, you were peeing? She's like, yeah, I was. And she's like, okay. I told your sister this. She obviously hasn't told you. But when you were 16 years ago, I was in the bank and I was being held up and I was shot. You know, the doctor saved all of our lives and whatnot, but they couldn't get the bullet out. So I think it's finally just come out. About a couple of days later, the mum just hears the son start screaming and he runs to the mum. He's like, mum. I was like, oh my God. And she's like, what's the matter? What's the matter, son? She's like, well, let me guess, you were in the bathroom. He's like, yeah, well, I wasn't there. And he's like, well, you were peeing and like a bullet fell out. He's like, nah, I just shot the fucking dog.
His cock.
He was fucking jacking off and the bullet shot the dog.
What a cum shot.
Boom, headshot.
Dude, imagine you had the power to shoot someone with your cock.
Well, that just ties it back into before. Like, where would you ejaculate? Nah. I'd rather shoot bullets.
You sure you want to do it?
You're feeling lucky, punk.
Fuck, you'd be John Boothwick.
John Boothwick? John Dickwick? John Dick? You'd be John Dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what a fucking funny cat.
You had no idea where that was going, did you?
No, I thought, like, maybe, yeah, he would have pissed it out and his cock would have fallen off.
Yeah, I just shot the dog. He's jacking off.
That's fucking quality. That's a good one.
Yeah. Any other things you got for me?
Well, I was looking at, I was scrolling through Facebook today.
Yeah?
And my road rage was cured. Just instantly.
What do you mean?
Thanking myself for living in Australia and not in China. So, do you know that in China,
yeah,
there's a 50-lane highway which merges into 4 lanes.
Sorry, what?
There's a 50-lane highway in China which merges into four lanes.
I would hate... That is disgusting. Look at that photo, bro.
It looks like a junkie's vein. That's fucked. I don't know what I'd do with this.
Surely you just get out and leave. Just sleep.
Well, apparently people like in this for hours. There's a traffic jam. Like there's like hours of traffic.
Find another route, bro.
Want another route, Eric? But yeah,
fine. Find another route.
That was very refreshing to read because imagine if I was in that during the way home from work today, I wouldn't be here.
I would just leave it, man. I wouldn't even.
I would have driven off the Balti.
I would have just left it.
Yeah, I don't know how. Surely if infrastructure growth, people have the job, which is to obviously forecast infrastructure growth and the economy, they would have taken this into consideration before building this bridge.
I mean, think about it, too. I don't think anyone actually...
That's what people's jobs are. There's a job out there to forecast for the future.
And how many
people? And population growth. Yeah. If these cunts are fucking humping like rabbits, and they've got laws against how many children you can have...
Yeah, legit.
Surely, they would have built a bigger highway.
Who knows, man? Who knows? But that, could you imagine being stuck in there?
Can you imagine you accidentally slammed your bitch one more time and you didn't have a bullet to shoot inside her? It was an actual piece of sperm. You made another baby and then you had to shoot the baby because it's like, we can only have two, bro.
Oh, okay, you're talking about like...
Listen, bro, I'm sorry, you can only have two of you.
You got to choose. Fight to the death. Babies, fight to the death.
Yeah.
I'm having triplets. Fuck.
Which one are we going to get rid of? Sell to the highest bidder. Because they like to eat fetuses there as well.
Is that 100% true?
Google it.
I'm not Googling that. You can Google that.
Fetus? How do you spell fetus?
F-E-T-U-S.
Delicacy.
I know they eat placenta. Fuck. I'm sorry. We just went quiet for a bit. Let's cut that out so no one can hear that. It's been quiet.
Taiwan's hottest dish. Like human fetuses.
You're surely joking, bro.
I'm reading one of the downsides of...
Eating a fetus. How do you feel about being called muscle mummy? How do you feel about being called muscle mummy, Chris?
Muscle mummy?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, it just says, how do you feel about being called muscle mummy?
You're just throwing garbage at me.
I am.
I think I was joking. Well, it was placentas.
I knew
but there's a photo of this guy eating a fetus.
Nah, get the fuck out of here. Get the
fuck out of here.
So we did what, like 20 minutes before? Oh,
25 minutes. We're at 30 minutes.
Already?
Yeah.
What have we talked about? Nothing.
And that is the art.
And that is the nothingness. Art. You're sitting here just listening to us talk absolute garbage, and you've been doing it for 52 weeks. We've been here for a year.
It's a celebration, bitches.
It's a celebration.
52. That's a big, it's big, big number.
Wow. That's a big number. Now I can say, Sue.
Are you delirious?
I'm fucking so tired.
I'm Eddie Murphy. I reckon we leave it there. Just say thank you for listening.
All right, we appreciate all the support over the past year. And now we've done a year. We should probably start taking it to the next level.
Take it to the next level. Lopez needs to buy a fucking laptop to do that.
I do need to buy a laptop to do that. So
been saying that for a year. So maybe we can finally get this kind of laptop chip in.
Everyone, just put it in $1. That's all I need.
$13.
$13. Everyone who's listening. $13, brother. That's all I need left. Do you and I count? $11.
Oh, man. Well, no, it says 13 minutes on here.
So it's 13 minutes here.
And something 20-something in the other one.
So that's like...
That's two dozen hand jobs, my man.
Nah, we got to hit to the 40 at least, brother. Come on, give me something you want to talk about. Oh, actually, I have a little rant.
You do?
I have a rant, and I don't know if I've brought this up again, but it flipped me off today.
Tell me off.
I'm not going to tell you off.
Tell me about it.
I'm going to tell you about it. It got me. I want to know who designed the keyboard the number pad on the keyboard and who designed the keyboard, like the number pad on the telephone. Because if you have a look, row 567 is always in the... No, 456 is always in the middle. But for some fucked up reason, they like putting 1 where 7 should be.
Oh.
Now you understand what I'm talking about? Like the rows... It's
upside down.
It's like, yeah. Like, either always have 1, 2, 3 on the top.
Or 7, 8, 9.
Yeah. Always have 1, 2, 3 on the top or 7, 8, 9 on the top. Because today... What happened was I made a phone call to one of my clients and I'm sitting there, I answer the phone because I didn't look. I just typed the numbers in as I was going because I was getting his, what do you call it? I was getting their profile up.
Yeah.
And it just rang through. Someone answered, hello. And I'm like, hi, so-and-so from calling from so-and-so. I'd just like to know if old mate's there, you know? And they're just like, oh, unfortunately, no one here from that name. And fortunately, you've called no business. But the way that they answered it was like, hello? I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's not how you answer a fucking phone. Like, if you're from a business, you'd be like, hey, it's Chris calling from Simply Sophisticated. Or for me, it'd be like, hey, it's Lopez. You know, you've reached Chris's call complaint center or whatever the fuck we called it. So when they're like, hello? I was like, fucking hell. And then I had to look at the numbers. And it's because I dialed the wrong ones.
It's a kerfuffle.
That really got me. It pissed me off for the rest of the day.
No. That's why I save all the contacts in my phone.
Yeah.
Just literally just type in the name. And then
I don't have a work phone. I've got a hardline desk.
Oh god, that's garbage.
So I've got a desk.
Who uses hardlines anymore?
People with the desk.
Get a mobile.
No, because I've got this. I've got my actual one. Get them to
pay for one. You deserve it, man. You work hard.
I deserve it.
You deserve
it. I deserve
everything that's come for you, man. And we deserve the world.
Imagine John Wick with Batman.
Nah, John Wick will win.
Oh, 100%. John Wick's mad.
Shoot the cunt. Break his legs, kneecaps, nothing left.
John, are you ready?
He would have turned him into the bat soup that was eaten to start COVID. And with that...
No, not with that. No, you can't end on that. I'm just saying, someone make a telephone that matches the keyboard calculators.
Do it. Bob the hood.
Now,
do it.
Now, that's where I'm happy to end it on that.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
No, what are you doing? Just go. Two, good one. Night. This is Lopez telling you to keep it simple.
Yes.